producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show on Remember, the 5th of November. Yesterday is November 5th, 2015, Guy Fawkes Day in the UK. There's going to be a million mask march today around the world. We'll see what happens with that. There's a live blog of that on RT. I'll be talking about that to Jakari Jackson later in the show. He'll be joining me at the bottom of the hour. Some of the things that we'll be talking about with him once he gets on here, we're going to be talking about Disney using a film to tell us that, and of course, this is a documentary. This is the way this is coming out. This is Abigail Disney, and they're putting this documentary out and telling gun owners that owning a gun is incompatible with being a Christian. You can't be pro-life and own a gun. So we'll be talking about that as well as what happened after the election. Did Bloomberg's campaign to shut down guns, he spent a lot of money. What kind of results did he get? We're going to have that for you as well. It's also a story that we'll be covering in the miscellaneous information about a Virginia toll road, a major legal setback. They have been fining people up to $1,000 for each unpaid toll. That's just the fine portion. And, of course, this is something that was snuck in by a corporation. Oh, speaking of corporations sneaking in stuff, today we had the release of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It surfaced first in New Zealand. I guess all the governments involved decided that they were going to release it on the 5th of November. Why not put it out on Guy Fawkes Day? It's one way to get back to the population, right? They released it today, and of course, New Zealand being where the day begins, they got their text up first. We're going to talk about what has been revealed about it. Basically, what we see is the media still spinning this, still controlling this. Ah, there's that graphic there. Isn't that interesting? If you're looking at this, that's the White House talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And they've got this little logo that they've created that looks very much like Obama's logo. TPP, and underneath it, Made in America. And, of course, we need to strike out that Made in America and put above it Made in Secret. This wasn't created by the American government, in spite of what Obama and the White House want to tell us. He says that we, with TPP, we're writing the rules of the road for the 21st century. That's absolute baloney. America didn't write those rules. America couldn't even see those rules. Our elected representatives could not even see it. They were not a part of the process. It was being done by corporate lobbyists. There you go. Made in secret. That's really what is behind this whole thing. I think it's a very interesting part of this massive, slick propaganda stuff that we're seeing from Obama. We've seen that from him ever since he went in. And we're going to talk about what's going on with us. Of course, there's three mechanisms that they're moving us to world government very rapidly. One of those is the trade treaties. Another one is climate change. And that's going to be a treaty that's going to be coming up in December, probably about the same time this will come to a vote. A lot of people are saying they didn't expect this to happen until after the beginning of the year. I'm going to tell you why I think it's going to happen around the holidays. I've always thought that's going to be the case, and certainly according to the Trade Promotion Authority, they could do that within 30 days. I'm going to read you the documents from that. But when we look at the mechanisms that they're using right now to create global governance, there's the trade treaties that unify us politically and economically, just like the European Union, as Senator Sessions, one of the few people who bothered to read this agreement, pointed out and warned us about. And, of course, that's also going to create a new government organization that is transnational. But they have to take down the existing national governments. And the way that they're going to do that is with open borders, with multiculturalism, with what we see going on in Europe, what is happening in America as well. So the third leg of that is going to be climate change agreement. So we've got the treaty, we've got climate change. Both of those will give us global structures. They'll give us a taxing mechanism in the case of climate change. They will give us a bureaucracy, a regulatory mechanism. You have to have that for global governance. It'll also give us some kind of a planetary council that will enforce this agreement. But, of course, we're also going to have a political and economic union. We're also going to have a governance body that can write these rules independent of whatever it says. Do we have 2,000 pages, 6,000 pages? It really doesn't matter because they can change it as well. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to you about details that we've seen of the TPP. Stay with us.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this 5th of November, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Jakari Jackson will be joining me at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Piers Morgan. He's back in the news telling us how to conduct our foreign policy this time. He says ISIS is going to nuke America, so we got to invade the Middle East. Well, you know, I would suggest this to Piers. He had figured out how to stop gun violence in America. You just pass a law, and gun violence stops instantly. So I would suggest that we pass a law, instead of invading the Middle East, just pass a law saying that it's illegal to conduct nuclear terror in the United States or to put bombs on planes, and then we can disband the TSA and we can do all those things because everybody will listen to the law, right? Same way they do with guns. Also, we're going to play the clip from Bill Maurer saying that InfoWars is a website that real Americans read. He did it as a dig to us, and of course it was a cleverly done way to associate nonsense with InfoWars, but I think we ought to take that and use that as our subtitle, the website that real Americans read, InfoWars. I'll take that. We're going to be talking about a toll scandal that's going on in Virginia, up to $1,000 fines if you don't pay a toll, and that's, of course, a private corporation. because most of these toll roads are owned by private corporations. The one in Virginia is owned by an Australian corporation, I believe. And the ones in Texas, most of the ones here in Texas, are owned by a Spanish corporation that pushes these things through. Very much like what we're seeing with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I'm going to give you the details that we've seen so far with this. It's going to take us some time to analyze this because it is literally several thousand pages long. But we're going to look at the timing. We're going to look at the reaction of the media, of some politicians to it, and I'm going to give you my thoughts on when I think this is going to come through. We also have some more news about Jeb. His dad had written, prepared a book to be released about now. I guess he figured that Jeb would be taking a lot of flack in his campaign right now because of things that his brother did with Iraq, for example. And so he's got this book that he just released that throws Cheney and Rumsfeld under the bus. I agree with that. Throw them under the bus. Back it up. Run over them again. Fine. But that doesn't relieve your son of the responsibility. He was president. Okay? We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about something else the American government doesn't want to take responsibility for, and that is the shooting in Afghanistan, the Kunduz Hospital. Doctors Without Borders released their report today, said staff were shot while they were fleeing the burning building. This is an attack that went on for 30 minutes. And, of course, you can always have a hospital hit by accident with bombs or munition or whatever. But when you have a sustained attack, even after you have called the Afghan government, called the Pentagon, told them that you're under attack, and they sustain it for 30 minutes, this is a war crime, folks. We're going to talk about that as well as what the U.S. government did to push back on that. Now, before I go to those articles, let me tell you that today we've got a new sale on BrainForce, an unprecedented 25% off of BrainForce, one of our most popular formulations, something that I use every day. Unlike most energy drinks and supplements, BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients to supercharge your mind. It has hundreds of five-star reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Let me read you a couple of those real quickly. USMC Patriot from Fort Pierce, Florida says, an amazing compound. Makes you feel like you're 19 again. At 40, that is nice to feel again. Here's another one from Take Life by the Horns in Atlanta, Georgia. It says, I started taking the product 3 weeks ago. It's been something else. It gives me a lot of positive, focused energy. Also gives me drive to get things done. It's a natural energy that feels great. I also noticed that it makes my mood great, even on stressful days. I've given it to other people to try. They love it and want to order it for themselves. I wish I could have bought this when it came out. You have to try this. Well, you can read these reviews. They're certified by our trusted third-party review system called Power Reviews. You can look at that as well as other products that we sell. But again, BrainForce, 25% off. A sale begins today at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's take a look at the TPP. New Zealand released this first. I think all the governments involved decided they would release it today. And, of course, the day begins in New Zealand. They pointed out, and now some American sources have said that it's 2,000 pages, but they're saying it's 6,000 pages. See, we don't know what's in it yet. There is so much information there that even though they took a month to release it, we still don't know exactly what is in it. Yet, I thought it was very interesting that the AP came out with just a glowing review of this, saying details of the controversial Pacific trade deal are released. They say it is mind-boggling in detail, but they already know what's in it, even though it's so large. They say it is chock full of good intentions. I'm serious. This is what passes for objective journalism in the United States. This is the Associated Press, the revered mainstream backbone here. Things like Reuters, AP, New York Times, okay, these are the people we're supposed to respect. This is what they say of an agreement that they couldn't possibly have read and analyzed right now. We'll tell you why. But they tell you, they sum it up, well, that's great. You know, people were concerned because it was being done in secret. Critics complained about it being forged in secret, but it is chock full of good intentions. These negotiators have agreed to promote environmental sustainability, respect rights and needs of indigenous people, temper protections for drug patients with safeguards for public health, and access to medicines. I mean, you know, what's not to like about that? What a piece of propaganda. And then they go on and say, you know, instead of saying no amendments will be allowed, which I consider to be a bug, they say that's a feature. And this is the way they report it. Lawmakers can't nitpick the deal with amendments. Yeah. They're not going to have any say, folks. Yeah, isn't that a great thing? Isn't that a great thing that our Congress agreed to subvert the Constitution for a treaty, because that's what this is, it's a treaty. They said, we're going to ignore the constitutional process for a treaty. Why not? They've ignored the Constitution for their illegal war on drugs for 44 years. They needed an amendment to prohibit alcohol, but they prohibit everything now unless it's expressly permitted. So, yeah, why should they worry about the process for running a trade treaty through? Just ignore it. And the good news is they can't nitpick it with those little pesky amendments. They can't hold it up. It's going to immediately, it's got a time frame where if they don't bring it to the table to vote on it, it will automatically go there. Well, in terms of New Zealand, let's look at what some people there are saying. This report from New Zealand says the deal is a boon to New Zealand exporters, wiping tariffs on a range of goods exported to the United States, Japan, Canada, Mexico, Peru. See, every government is telling, and the press of every government, I should say, is telling their people, this is great. You guys won. You guys won. We just hammered the other guys. I mean, they're all talking like Donald Trump, just, you know, after he negotiates the deal. We won. We kicked these guys. Man, we got everything we wanted. The American worker is going to be doing great. Meanwhile, the New Zealand people are telling them the same thing. And it's like every government wants you to think that they won. They say the government estimates this is going to be worth $2.7 billion a year by 2030 for the New Zealand at a minimum, at a minimum. Well, some skeptics come back and they say, well, I don't know. They've been coy about who has done this analysis, especially on the projections of $2.7 billion benefits for the economy. And he points this out. He says it's not clear whether this will start a 90-day countdown before Obama is allowed to sign the agreement. An analyst from New Zealand said, not from New Zealand, TPP opponent, I'm not sure where this professor's from, Jane Kelsey, said the legal text was not enough on its own. We need to see the background documents that help make sense of the text, but the parties have vowed to keep them secret for another 6 years. In other words, the life of the agreement. So we're not allowed to see the background legal documents to help understand this. That's going to remain secret. Isn't that interesting? The public can't see it. Our elected representatives can't see it. But the stakeholders can see it because you are not a stakeholder. You don't have a stake in the future if they run this through the way they want to run it through. Now, again, RT has comments on it. They say the negotiations lasted for 5 years. Yes, Obama has said the main target of the accord was to oust the Chinese dominance in the region. So they hold the Chinese up as the straw man, say, we've got to do this because they're killing us on trade, folks. This is the way we're going to get this back. All right. Senator Sessions looked at all this, and Senator Sessions pointed out this is a living agreement. We can look at it, and we can analyze the 2,000 pages. We can analyze it, the 6,000 pages, if you put all that together. That's what the New Zealand government is telling us. The American government is telling us it's 2,000 pages. We can look at all that. We can analyze that, maybe not completely, because we can't see a lot of stuff that's going to be held secret for the life of the agreement. The agreement goes for 6 years. They're not going to show us the background legal things that we need to interpret this. But here's the issue. As Senator Sessions pointed out, this is a living agreement. And here's the quote. He says, the TPP will be a living agreement. That means the entity itself, the commission, will then be entitled to make it say different things, to eliminate provisions it doesn't like, to add provisions it doesn't like. In fact, the commission is required to meet regularly to hear advice for changes from outside groups, from inside committees on the commission, so that they can update the situation for changed circumstances. In other words, not only can they change it, they're going to have regularly scheduled meetings to change it. And those changes will take place without any further involvement. Of course, there hasn't been any involvement yet from our elected representatives or any of the elected representatives from any of the countries involved. It's simply been corporate lobbyists who've been putting this together, but they won't ask us for any changes, and there won't be any up or down votes on those changes. Those changes will take effect. And as he pointed out, not only can they change all of the details, anything and everything that's in these 2,000 to 6,000 pages, they can also add whoever they wish. So they could add China tomorrow after they scare everybody about how this has to be done to counter China. They can then add China to the agreement. And he also had this to say. This is going back a few months ago. This is in the summer when Senator Sessions went there and read it and put together a PowerPoint, not a PowerPoint, it was cards that he had printed up, showing it to the people in the Senate as if they cared. He was the only one who cared about this. He was the only one who cared to look at this. He tried to tell them the entire purpose is for Congress to surrender its power to the executive branch. That's what they were doing with the promotion authority. He says, why do we have to create a transnational union that has the impact on the laws of the United States, that creates something that is essentially like the European Union? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, on this Thursday, November 5th, 2015. We're talking about the release of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The text has finally come out. Of course, no one has had time to read it, but we are seeing glowing reviews in the mainstream press saying that it's basically one of the best things that's ever happened. it has really good intentions, but they couldn't possibly have read this thing in this amount of time and done any analysis of it. But here's what's going on with this. Understand there are three mechanisms that are happening right now to create global governance. The first one is to erase existing sovereignty lines. That's what's going on with the open borders. That's what's going on with the massive flow of people from the third world into Europe and into America. That is to destroy the culture, to destroy the national sovereignty, to erase those borders. Then they need to erect something in its place. And we have two mechanisms that are happening right now to do that. One of them, of course, is going to be these partnerships, these global trade agreements. Those are not only trade agreements. Those are political and economic unions. That was what Senator Sessions told us when he looked at that. He said, this is, first of all, handing over this authority to a transnational committee that can change the rules of this at will. That means that they can tax, they can regulate our economy. This unelected, unaccountable international body can do that after this is passed. So that's one aspect of it. Another way that they will come at us with a global governance, so we'll have the ability to tax and to regulate us, is through the climate change agreement that they're going to be working on in the beginning of, well, the beginning of December. Actually, starts November 30th to, I think, December the 13th, if I remember the dates correctly. First couple of weeks of December. When will this TPP go through? Well, a lot of people are saying they don't think that it is going to come up for a vote until sometime after the first of the year, because when you look at the fast-track authority where Congress abdicated its constitutional duty on passing treaties and changed it from a two-thirds majority in the Senate to a simple majority in both the House and the Senate once this thing is shown to people and erasing their ability to do any amendments to it to adjust the timing, understand that once this is presented to the public, they have 30 days that needs to be presented to the public. They also have 45 days on which to act on it. But that doesn't mean that they have to take all 45 of those days. If you look at the Trade Promotion Authority, what it says is that if they don't do anything in 45 days, then it will come out of committee. It will be presented to the on the floor for a vote. So that's the maximum amount of time. The only condition that I see here, when I look at this, and I could be wrong, I'm not a lawyer, and we need to have lawyers' eyes on this, but when I look at this, what it says is that the public has this for 30 days. And then at that point, this is what I say, the release of the negotiating text to the public prior to the agreements being signed by the administration, the final text of the implementing legislation and a draft agreement must be submitted to Congress 30 days prior to its introduction. So that means that after the public has had 30 days to look at it, they can introduce it. That means that they could do this during the holidays, which is when they like to do this stuff. That's when they passed the Federal Reserve Act. They did that on Christmas Eve. We had on New Year's Eve, Obama signed the NDAA saying the military could retain people indefinitely without trial, without due process. They like to sneak these things through during the holidays when no one is paying attention. And so I think that they're still going to, that they're on schedule to release this around the holidays. Understand, 45 days is the maximum amount of time. If they wanted to delay this thing, they could take that long. But if they want to go right away to a vote, and why wouldn't they? Paul Ryan supports it. Mitch McConnell supports it. Obama supports it. So it could be passed by them immediately. Now, the president can't sign it for 90 days, but he said he's going to sign it. That's a non-issue. The issue is whether it will pass through Congress. There will be no amendments. There will be no filibusters. They will have 20 hours maximum to talk about this when it is put through. That was what was agreed to with the Trade Promotion Authority. So there is not going to be any way to delay this thing once it comes to the floor, and it can come to the floor anytime 30 days after today. So we could look at early December where this could happen. The only person that I've seen so far that's had a reaction to this is Bernie Sanders, Sandinista, the socialist. He is right on a lot of things. He is right on civil liberties issues. He is right on this TPP. He doesn't support it for some of the reasons that many of us do, but are opposed, I should say, for some of the reasons. But he is right in terms of the fact that it's going to set up a global governance. He says the text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership has finally been released. It's even worse than I thought. It's clear to me the proposed agreement is not, nor has it ever been, the gold standard of trade agreements. Well, he addresses a few of the points that are there, just as Senator Sessions. You've got somebody who's one of the most conservative senators in Congress, Senator Sessions, and somebody who is arguably one of the most liberal
Bernie Sanders, both saying this is bad because we're losing control of our economy to multinational corporations and the committees that they've set up in secret in this agreement. We ought to start paying attention, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labels, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Thursday. Joining me now is Jakari Jackson. And we have a lot of news we want to go over. Before we do, Jakari, I want to tell people about this article that came out today. Multiple reports about Doctors Without Borders. Final report about this shooting in the Kunduz hospital. And, of course, what they're reporting now is that many staff describe seeing people being shot, most likely from a plane, as people tried to flee the main hospital building that was being hit with each airstrike. Some accounts mention shootings that appear to follow the movements of the people who were running. Doctors Without Borders doctors and other medical staff were shot while running to reach safety in a different part of the compound. Wow. Absolutely amazing, Jakari. This is an attack that went on for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they had notified American government and Afghan government officials, telling them, giving them the GPS coordinates, telling them that this was a hospital. As they point out here, the facility, which opened in 2011, was the only one of its kind in the region. It had performed more than 15,000 surgeries since its opening.
The report said it was also the only one of the only buildings in the city that had full electricity from generator power on the night of the airstrikes. In other words, it was lit up as well. And you can understand in the fog of war when there is a bomb that hits a hospital. That's unavoidable. That's one of the reasons why we need to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not you know, just casually go into war, to start a war, because we know there's going to be collateral damage. There always is. But when you have a sustained attack for a half hour, this is a war crime. And they pointed out in this report, they also said no armed combatants or weapons were found within the compound, no fighting in the direct vicinity of the hospital at the time of the airstrike. There was no battle going on at the time either. Okay? And we got four different stories from the American government in four different days. And every one of those was radically different. And I want to cover this article that I started to talk about one Sunday right after this happened. It was reported that then Russia attacked nine hospitals in Syria. Okay? And I don't think that that's true. I mean, we actually picked up that story from the Daily Caller, the New York Times was talking about, the Wall Street Journal. If this is an echo that went around the world, you know what they say about a lie? It can travel around the world before the truth gets its pants on, right?
Yeah.
You know? Okay, well, that's what happened with this. And I want to read you and break this down from Tony Cartolucci talking about the incredible expanding lie of Russia's bombing of Syrian hospitals. Now, he points out that this information first came out on AFP. They called it a field hospital when it came to light. They said it was met with immediate skepticism, even by critics of Russia, because of who was reporting this. It was a so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. This is actually not an institution. It is a single individual. His name is Rami Abdel Rahman. He is based in the U.K., so he's not observing anything. He calls it the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, but he's not observing anything. He's in the U.K. He's been caught coordinating his reports with the Foreign Office there in London. Now, they say the clinic in question was allegedly run by the Syrian American Medical Society, SAMS, SAMS. They say it's a multi-million dollar U.S.-based NGO supported by the U.S. State Department, and they've been involved in channeling money to terrorist organizations like most of the American organizations, NGOs, State Department facilities have been doing that to so-called moderate rebels that now we learn, you know, of course, are al-Nusra, that are al-Qaeda, that are ISIS.
Absolutely.
And then this goes on, Jakari, it says that our initial reports from the ground show that we have lost two hospital staff, a physiotherapist and a nurse, but they spoke on condition of anonymity, and they would not specify whether or not these strikes were even conducted by Russian warplanes. But then it got picked up. The International Business Times picked up an article, Russian airstrike hits hospitals in Syria. So that's not one. It goes from one to three, then to four, then it goes to seven. And then by the time we picked it up, it was up to nine. Okay? And that's where this thing traveled around. Everybody started piling onto this. And then after several days of this, Russia came out and said, all right, we've been hearing this narrative from NATO countries. Show us the evidence or shut up. And they shut up. Hey, shut up.
That's simple.
Exactly. It's just that simple. But that's what we see going on. That's how lies spread through the media. And speaking of lies, let's talk about this, what came out with Jeb Bush's dad. He just released his book. And, of course, they say after years of holding back, former President George H.W. Bush has finally broken his public silence about key figures in his son's administration. So, Jakari, I think at this point in time, they expected that Jeb would still be a player in the election, okay?
Yeah, this would be a good thing to tack it on to.
Exactly. So he comes out and he attacks Cheney, says Cheney built his own empire. He says of Rumsfeld, I don't like what he did. I think it hurt the president. He says he became very hard-lined, very different from the Dick Cheney that I knew. He says, I was never close to him anyway. There's a lack of humility, a lack of seeing what the other guy thinks. He's more kick-ass and take names, take numbers. I think he paid a price for that. Rumsfeld was an arrogant fellow. I mean, this is Jeb Bush's dad talking about all this stuff, right? And saying that, you know, these guys, they undermined his previous son because, you know, got us into the war in Iraq, and everybody knows now, it's a well-established fact, that they lied to get us into that war.
Yeah, because I believe the very famous clip is Rumsfeld. I think there's a clip of Cheney, too, but Rumsfeld saying, we know they have weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
You know, and this, you had a similar clip with Cheney.
Colin Powell.
Yeah, yeah, and all these guys who were in on it. So, of course, it makes them look bad, and I know Bush Sr. also didn't like Cheney because his views on the CIA, some of the things he let slip surrounding those guys. So, of course, being a big CIA proponent, he wasn't a fan of Cheney.
Yeah, so he's going to throw these guys on the bus in order to save Jeb. And I think they knew, I mean, they have to have a large lead time with this. It just shows how carefully they orchestrate all this stuff, okay? They have this book that's going to come out where the dad dumps on the people who undermined and messed up W's administration, okay? Mm-hmm. It wasn't his fault. And yet we know, just as we had this a couple of clips. I did one as a 1 minute. Darren McBreen did another one where he put in the quote from W, you know, he tried to kill my dad, talking about Saddam Hussein, right? And just this last week, we had Jeb say, I love my dad. I'd kill for my dad. I'd go to prison for my dad.
Oh, of course they would.
Exactly.
Not that that would ever happen.
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah, no Bushes are going to go to prison any more than any Clintons are going to go to prison. But of course, Jakari, he would send you to die.
Oh, yes.
Okay, he would send your son to die in a foreign war that we don't have any business in getting in. And then, of course, there's this whole nonsense about how W wasn't responsible for this. It was Rumsfeld and Cheney who were responsible for this. Let me read you what Jeb said. Jeb is trying to get tough, okay? And here's an article from the Weekly Standard. Jeb tries shouting. And you can see the pictures of Jeb. He's now appearing without a tie, without even a jacket, because his new slogan is, Jeb can fix it. Okay, he's no longer part of a political dynasty.
He's now, a plumber now.
Exactly. He's now every man. Okay.
Yes.
He's one of us because we can tell because he's not wearing a tie or a jacket. And his slogan is Jeb can fix it. But this is what he said. He said the president can't say it's somebody else's fault. The president can't say you're fired and go to a commercial break. Okay.
And that's always my issue with these guys because I talk to people about Vietnam. And of course, there's a lot of things going on before we got involved. But you have, who was it, McNamara telling LBJ, and there's actually this thing, anybody who hasn't been to Austin, there's the LBJ Museum, and there's this thing, I didn't want to go in there, somebody dragged me in there, but there's this thing where you're supposed to be LBJ on the phone with McNamara, given the information that you were given at the time. He says, Mr. President, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and then you have these options, right? Then you have to choose what you're going to do. And, of course, knowing what I know, I choose not to invade Vietnam. And because I did that, the planet was destroyed, according to this sensational thing they have up there. But to my point on Vietnam, you know, what Jeb's saying, they can't say anybody was wrong. Let's say LBJ knew nothing about it. He would just read off a press release that those guys handed to him. Afterwards, you have guys like McNamara who go on book tours saying that all this stuff they knew was fraudulent. It was wrong. He said it was a mistake to go in.
He admitted
but
it
nobody,
in the
but nobody went to prison. That's the issue with these presidencies and this unaccountability. Yeah, I'd say the president didn't know, but when the truth comes out, somebody needs to go to prison.
Absolutely. You're talking about that, and in that documentary with Errol Morris, The Fog of War, Robert McNamara, shortly before he died, said, we knew that it really wasn't an attack in the Gulf of Tonkin. Yeah, we lied about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked, though. He didn't say, you know, that, well, we should go to prison because we started the Vietnam War. What he said was, we should go to prison because of the firebombings that we conducted in Japan.
Yeah.
Because he knows that nobody's going to send him to prison for World War II. That was, in most people's minds, a just war. That was,
yes.
You know, that most people looked at that as, you know, we were attacked without provocation and we defended ourselves and so forth. So he could safely say, well, we should have gone to jail as war criminals in World War II. He wouldn't say we should go to jail as war criminals for Vietnam because we might take him up on that offer.
Oh, yes.
And he also pointed out in that documentary that when he met with people from North Vietnam decades later, they were slamming their fists on the table and said, you idiot. We fought the Chinese for independence. All this whole thing about the domino theory is total nonsense. And so, yeah, absolutely. I guess I don't know what Jeb is going to fix. You know, he's got the fix-it bus. He's gotten rid of his blackened-out SUV. He's now got a bus so he can bring the press on and he can be warm and inviting. Okay, and he's got on the side of the bus, Jeb can fix it. So I don't know if the bus is broken.
He needs to fix his own campaign before he goes out there and fixes the country.
Yeah, well, see, the problem is, Jakari, he doesn't even know what is broken. Okay, the public knows that our borders are broken, and Jeb doesn't want to fix that, okay? And they know a lot of other things are broken. They know that Common Core is broken, but Jeb doesn't want to fix that either.
He doesn't want to fix the mistakes of his own family.
Yeah, well, he worked with Bill Gates to enact a Common Core curriculum, and, of course, that's what he said was, the money that we gave $10 million to Planned Parenthood, but we were actually trying to promote Common Core, and it's like, really, that's a... That's your comeback in the debate. Let's take a look at some of the things that were in the news today, our InfoWars site here. Bill Maurer was making fun of InfoWars It was reporting on the story that bacon gives you cancer, and his take on it was, well, okay, I guess now people are going to say, well, cancer is not a problem because they're not about to give up their bacon. So what they did was they photoshopped a ridiculous headline, cancer. Is it bad for you, or is it a government hoax? And they put InfoWars up on top of that, as you can see right there. Let's run that clip, and then we'll talk about it.
New rule, now that they've declared that bacon causes cancer, the World Health Organization must face the fact that instead of reconsidering bacon, most Americans are going to reconsider cancer. I can see it now on the websites that real Americans read. Cancer, bad for you, or government hoax. Cancer, eat all the bacon you want and still lose weight. And you know who else's cells mutate uncontrollably? The X-Men.
There you go. So yeah, put us up there with Fox and Red State.
So the thing about that is, just like I believe in the article they have it linked, I think it was Comedy Central did a piece as well when they put us in with Michael Jackson being abducted by aliens or whatever else. A lot of times they won't even attack us with stuff that we say or that Alex says. They have to go make up something that's completely ridiculous so their viewers who have no idea about InfoWars, they just hear negative things, will think, oh, these guys saying cancer is a conspiracy theory, as if people don't have cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Like Rachel Maddow would say, yeah, these guys believe that somebody had a plunger that took down, the
giant wasp in the Pentagon.
Exactly. So they build a straw man, they do it, and they say, oh, you know, it's just comedy. No, it's just psychological propaganda is what it really is. That's what's really behind all of this when they do this. They are associating this this nonsense with our logo. But that's all right. Just spell the name correctly, Bill.
People go check it out. When they Google, they find out that it has no basis in reality.
Exactly. Now, of course, in terms of that, we've got this new documentary that's going to be coming out from Disney. I talked about that at the beginning of this hour. Abigail Disney, the grandniece of Walt Disney, is going to examine in this documentary. This is a story from WND, Cheryl Chumley. She's going to examine if pro-gun people can simultaneously be pro-life. They think that there's some kind of an inherent conflict there. You know, this is really a propaganda documentary. They say,
absolutely.
We are experienced this film through the eyes of two evangelical Christians who are determined to make a change in this country's gun policy. And they call the film Armor of Light. It's about the issue of guns, but it's also a document about Christian life in America at this heightened moment of political discontent. And I'll read one more excerpt from this and get your comments on this, Jakari. They say, this documentary digs into the deep affinity between the evangelical Christian movement and our country's gun culture, and how one top minister and anti-abortion activist undergo a change of consciousness to challenge prevailing attitudes toward firearms among fellow Christians. How's that?
Well, you know, the issue about this is anybody who actually reads the Bible can come across the passage where Christ told his followers to go buy swords. Now, be very clear, he didn't say go out and buy swords and kill a bunch of people. He said go out and have this means of self-defense if necessary, and even going as far as saying sell your cloak if you need to have this means of defense. So to say that it's somehow un-Christian to be armed is completely ridiculous. King David, he goes out to war. What does he take? He takes his sword.
Yeah.
He takes the armaments of the day to go out and fight the battle. So to say that owning a firearm is un-Christian is completely ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus told his apostles to sell their cloak and get a sword. But again, the broader principle of that is that we are to protect innocent life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the fundamental thing. If you have it within your power to protect innocent life and you don't do it, I mean, that's inexcusable. I mean, you know, Paul says if you don't take care of your own, then you're worse than an infidel. You've denied the faith. In other words, you have a responsibility to help the weak, the defenseless, anyone that you can help. You have a responsibility to do that. And that's precisely what the guy that I talked to from South Africa, he was a minister there. He was visiting another church. It wasn't his church. His name was Charles von Vick. I have to think about that because it's a different pronunciation from South Africa. And he had, I think it was 5 shots in his pistol. And he always carried a pistol because at the time South Africa was undergoing a violent revolution there with the forces of Mandela and the government were fighting each other, and there were guerrillas who were going around shooting people up. And they learned afterwards, because they had a Truth and Reconciliation Committee where they brought these guys in who had shot that church up. They learned afterwards these guys were able to confess because they weren't going to be prosecuted for anything that they said. And they said, we picked that church of about 1,000 people because we knew it was in a wealthy, liberal neighborhood, and we knew nobody would be armed. And we were surprised when we started getting shot.
Yeah.
This guy was all the way up in the back corner of this mega church, and these guys came in. They killed quite a few people. I can't remember the exact number. I think it was around 40 or 50 people. They came in throwing grenades and shooting with AK-47s. And this guy only had a pistol, and he was all the way in the back. So he took a couple of shots, and he didn't think he hit anything from that angle. So he went outside and came back around another way, and they were dragging one of their comrades out who had actually hit somebody. One of his bullets had got one of the guys. So they were surprised that they were under fire. They pulled this guy out, and then he took some more shots at him from the other angle. And I think got another guy, and they thought that there were multiple people. Yeah, so they left. He saved all of those people's lives because he said that he had struggled with this very issue. At first, he thought, no, as a Christian, I shouldn't carry a gun because I might put myself in this situation where I might harm somebody. But that's the issue. Guns can save lives. Mm-hmm. In the hands of a good person, they are a means of defense, of self-defense, and of the defense of others. And it is precisely that way that guns can save lives.
Yeah, I agree with that statement 100%. Like I said, it's about defense. You know, we're not telling anybody to go out there and have offensive violence, not at all. But we're saying if the situation does arise when you're carjacked or, you know, at the grocery store or whatever, somebody pulls out a gun at the gas station, then you can defend yourself.
Thanks a lot, Jakari. And, of course, the NRA beat Bloomberg's administration and the way that they put out all this money. They were spent 30-1 and still kept gun rights going in Virginia. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We'll be right back.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. Leanne is going to be doing the nightly news tonight, and we're going to talk to her about a trailer that's going to be previewing. We're going to preview here in just a moment about this trip that she took to St. Louis, the toxic waste dump that's on fire there, headed towards a nuclear waste dump. Is that correct? And we're going to get to that. Just before we do, though, I want to let you know that BrainForce is back in stock. We have an unprecedented sale on it, 25% off of BrainForce. Unlike most energy drinks and supplements, BrainForce uses natural brain activation to supercharge your mind. It's my favorite thing that we sell here, and now you can get it at 25% off. That's at InfoWarsLife.com, BrainForce at 25% off. Now, Leanne, before we get to that, I was just talking to Jakari about the efforts by the grandniece of Walt Disney to try to convince people that gun ownership and Christianity are incompatible with each other, to attack the Second Amendment. But, of course, even the First Amendment is under attack, and perhaps it's maybe in worse shape than the Second Amendment is. This is an article here. A poll of college students reveals little regard for free speech. They went and they polled 800 undergrads at Yale University. They found 30% of the students who self-identified as liberal believe the First Amendment is outdated. A majority, 51%, favored speech codes on the campus. 16% want even more control of free speech. They said 35% of the students stated so-called hate speech is not protected under the First Amendment.
Wow.
There you go. So all you have to do is say that if something is racist, sexist, homophobic, or otherwise offensive, you should get disciplined for that, and you don't get a chance to say it. And, of course, that's anything that hurts somebody's feelings. If they say that it hurts their feelings, you don't get the chance to say that.
Isn't America going to be a completely different place here in just a few years? It's just wild to think about these people getting out and being the leaders of the new world.
Absolutely. I want to, before we run out of time, I want to play this trailer of what you're going to go over tonight on the nightly news. Let's run that trailer. This is what's happening in St. Louis.
My house was downwind about 1.5 miles from where the original pile sat out. And I was one of the children who played in the creek with my brother, all the neighborhood kids. We had our own forts. We played in the creek all day in the summers. We'd ice skate it during the winters. We loved that creek. You know, it was a really fun time. And now to think that we were playing in poison, just, it doesn't really, you can't take away those good memories for me, so I'm still trying to hold on to some of the good, but it's just mind-bending to think that here we are, children, we're having the time of our lives, and it was eventually going to kill a lot of people, and we had no idea.
In the early 1940s, the nuclear arms race was on. A local St. Louis corporation played a significant role in the development of the first nuclear weapons during World War II. As part of the Manhattan Project, Mallinckrodt Chemical Works began processing their uranium for the first atomic bomb. But by the mid-1940s, the company had run out of space at its downtown St. Louis location, so it began to ship the radioactive waste off-site to an underpopulated area north of St. Louis. The radioactive materials were stored in bulk, on the ground, open to the elements, and unattended next to Coldwater Creek.
Many people have difficulty understanding how silent, invisible rays, which cannot even be felt, could be so damaging. Our bodies are made up of millions of cells. They're the building blocks of our blood and tissues. When radiation penetrates the body, the cells are injured. Most of them can repair themselves if the total dose over a period of time is not too high. But if radiation continues, the cells will be destroyed beyond repair.
Again, that's going to premiere tonight, part one of that documentary that Josh Owens and Leanne McAdoo did, and Leanne will be doing the news tonight. Join us then, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.